Welcome to Younger But Wiser, a podcast that celebrates the wisdom of teen girls and how we as adults might be able to learn a thing or two from them. We'll talk about everything from perfectionism and failure to radical self-acceptance. We'll dive into what these young women are nervous about losing as they get older, the superpowers they have, and what they already deeply understand about themselves and the world around them. These women embody the wisdom that we've had since the beginning. I'm your host, Ripley Rader, fashion designer, CEO, and founder of Camp Rocky Road, a leadership camp for girls. I am on a mission to support our next generation of young women with unapologetic, grounded self-esteem. This podcast is intended for everyone, but particularly parents and daughters. And my hope is that you'll listen together and who knows, maybe it'll even generate some interesting conversations beyond how was your day at school. Every week, I'll sit down with a fantastic young woman, talk about topics ranging from self-care to the comparison game, jump into our know-it-all segment where I ask the girls questions and hold space for honest, vulnerable answers, and then close the podcast with the toolbox, a challenge to turn the talk into action. This podcast is our opportunity to bridge the generations, an opportunity for us to talk and actually hear each other, whether you're 14 or you're 40. Join me as we get to know an army of women not afraid to stand out. Okay, so before we jump in, how old are you and what grade are you in?
Okay, so I am freshly 15 and I will be going into my sophomore year.
I am 17 years old and I'm a junior in high school.
I am 16 and I'm a rising senior this year.
I'm 15 years old. I am in ninth grade for three more days, and then I'm going into my sophomore year.
I'm 16 years old, and I'm in 10th grade.
I'm 17, and I'm currently going into senior year.
I'm 16, and I'm in 11th grade.
I'm 18, and I just graduated high school last Saturday.
What is radical self-acceptance to you?
I think that radical self-acceptance is really the ability to look at yourself and be comfortable with who you are and also be comfortable with knowing that who you are needs to change and will change. I think that radical self-acceptance gets sort of postured and weaponized to create a reason to stay stagnant and create a reason to be kind of mean or to be blind and unaware. And what I think it actually really means is the ability to see yourself as you are and as you like interact with other human beings and to like make the changes necessary to like be the best version of yourself you can be.
What would you rather be than perfect?
Happy. Yeah. I think that's the biggest one. And like impactful. Those are the two things I think I strive to be more than anything else. Is like happy and I want to make a positive impact, even if it's small.
What have been the most powerful boundaries you've set for yourself at this point in your life as a form of self-care?
Yeah. I think it's really not going back to people or situations that have done you dirty. Wherever your energy is like not prioritized, like just don't go back to there. And I think that's a great boundary for yourself. But also, I think an important boundary is setting boundaries with your parents as well. And I think a lot of times, like I've noticed girls or just teenagers like have a difficult time being like, hey mom, like I just need some like space alone, based on like the reaction their parents will give them or their ability to give that boundary. And I think boundaries with parents is where it like starts, but also like with friends too, like I said, just protecting your energy.
I've always thought about how kind, the words kind and nice get thrown around together a lot. What do you think is the difference between nice and kind?
Being nice is societal politeness, making sure the other person doesn't think you're being mean or being anything but like polite, good to them. But being kind is actually having compassion for the other person or the situation or whatever you find yourself in.
Well, you can't talk about art without talking about failure, and that's the topic we chose today. You can't talk about life without talking about failure. It's where all the good stuff lives. Let's dive in. Why is failure important?
I think that failure is so important because there's not really successes if there aren't failure. And also just like the way, I know it's kind of like corny to be like, you learn from your mistakes, but it's like really deeply true. And I think I haven't gotten anywhere in life and like made any success without first doing very poorly at that thing.
So now we are going to jump into my favorite portion, the know-it-all segment. Okay, are you ready?
I don't know if I am.
You're born ready. Born ready.
Okay, I'm born ready.
Okay. What is your superpower at this stage in your life?
I think my superpower is being vulnerable with people. I'm very open to people, and I think sometimes I forget that that's a superpower sometimes because maybe the person that you're being vulnerable with can't be vulnerable back to you. And that might make you feel like, you know, it's not a great thing. But like, it's important to know that like, that is like so powerful. And it's just so important that you can be vulnerable with people because there's a lot of people who can't and they struggle. And so, yeah, I think that's my superpower.
Second question. What don't you want to lose as you get older and become an adult?
I definitely don't want to lose my sense of style. I've definitely like seen throughout the years, like, oh, I had a very hardcore basketball phase and I've been transitioning out of that, and I've liked my style much more now. But I think I also don't want to lose my motivation and perseverance. I have a lot of drive that I really like. And yeah, it's taken me to good places.
What do you understand that adults don't think you do?
It is no secret that my generation is looked at as lazy and entitled. And I completely understand how hard you have to work to get to where you want to be. I know that quote, when life gives you lemons, it typically is used for you're given a negative situation, make it a positive. But I really see it more as you're given something to work with, so you've got to work with it. If you have ever made lemonade from lemons, it's a lot of work. One lemon is only like a sip of lemonade. So you have to work so hard to get a full liter. So I just think remembering or knowing that if I want to open my own business one day, if I want to have my wedding dress line or be a good mom one day, you have to work so hard to get there and be successful. And I'm willing to do that. And I think there are a lot more kids my age or teenagers my age willing to do that than older generations realize.
Advice that I would give to my future self would be go on that journey. Take that opportunity. Put yourself out there. It's not as scary as it seems. I think I'm paralyzed by fear, extremely paralyzed by fear when I was young. And I think that going on that journey and going over that and learning from those experiences is definitely something that you have to go through. So just do it. Just take that leap. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's like preach. I love it. Thank you, Lillian. I'm just so grateful you came on today. You're like sharing your wisdom with me and everyone who's listening, and you're such an inspiration, and I am so grateful to have you here. Thank you so much. You are a joy. This has been a joy.
That is great. It's like simply stated, beautifully put.
Your answers are just so, I mean, insightful seems cheap. Oh, Stella, you are a lighthouse. You're a lighthouse. And no matter what age you are listening to you talk, it is ringing true inside of me. This is sage advice and important advice for young women. My age women, we all need to hear these things. I thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Oh my gosh, of course.
I'm honored. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Carson, you are a lighthouse and a role model. I know role models are often people older than you, but honestly, you're such a role model. So thank you for dropping your wisdom on us today, for sharing your insight and being on this podcast. I am so, so grateful. Well, thank you so much for coming, being on the podcast. I'm really, really honored. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, woman.
And I just have to say, I love all the clothes behind you.
Do you like this? I'm in my closet because our loft in Hollywood, it's so loud. So here I am, my recording studio.
That's awesome. I've been looking at all the different patterns.
It's like, yes, it's yes, it is my actual closet. I sit on the floor. Very fancy studio around here.
I'm also on the floor. So
here we are. Here we are.
Yeah.